What's up, guys? It's Pat, coming back the next episode of the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge series. Got my two buddies, Johnny Bravo.
Yo.
And Cates.
What up?
Just hanging out, chilling out, drinking a little bit, smoking a little bit. And we don't have much of a topic today. We're just going to hang the hell out and chill, man.
Bleep.
What?
I said bleep.
Bleep?
He's already bleeping you. We just started.
I'm getting censored, man.
This is a child-friendly show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When did we turn PG?
I don't know.
Okay.
PG's boring.
13, okay.
Okay, PG's 13.
Okay, okay. All we'll right. Go with that.
So, on that note, actually, technically supposed to say something of this nature every episode, and I haven't the last few, so we're going to get this out of the way so we can have fun. So, because the things we are doing at this table are adult activities. We are smoking cigar, i.e. tobacco. We are drinking some bourbon while we're enjoying our cigar tobacco. We enjoy this. We do not endorse anybody. We do not sponsor anybody. We are not sponsored by any of the products that we are smoking or drinking today. This is just stuff that we like to do. We like to talk about it. We like to enjoy ourselves and talk to you about it. With that being said, won't be posting any links to buy anything. You're more than welcome to Google and look up anything or message us directly. Have no problem. TheHollowDown@gmail.com is the current email address. That'll be linked down below. Feel free to ask us any questions. However, that is our legal hoopla for today. Make sure you are of the legal age to smoke and enjoy in your location.
You know what you need to do?
What's up?
Maybe make a Facebook page.
I've actually thought about it.
That way you can just put all the Hollow Down information on there. And so instead of doing it on your own.
And then just share the page.
It sounded like a used car salesman. You sound like the spiel of.
That way it can be like, hey, go buy.
It's true. No offense to my salesman buddies, but I mean, you know, it is.
Like, share.
Look, I got a salesman buddy.
I'll do that. That'll be easy to do.
Great idea.
It's a great idea.
Glad I came
up with it. Alright, you're done for the day. You have met your informational quota.
Wait, I've met mine. It's all up to you now.
What'd you do?
He showed up.
I showed up.
That's fair. We can roll with that. So, get to the cigar of the day. The wrapper itself's not much special, so if this doesn't show up, I'll just put it in the...
It's a Habano.
I'll just put it... That actually showed up. Cool deal. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
So this is, and as usual, I will let Johnny Bravo here tell you about it in just a second, but this is an Ichiban Murano.
Habano.
Did I just, I just combined Maduro and Habano.
Just so.
Murano. Maybe, I wonder if that's a new leaf. We're going to make a new leaf. I'm not that cool. Let's not.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Ichiban Habano. It's made by Room 101.
Is this a single cap or a double?
So
it looks like a single.
It's an over. It's an over-shoulder single. So, but it's low enough. I think we should be okay to do a B cup because it's not a. It's not a skinny shoulder. It's actually rolling down. So, hopefully we don't tear these up, and I'll own it if we do. So sometimes we smoke name brands. Sometimes we smoke non-name brands. Today is a little different style. We are purposely smoking some budget Churchills. So we want, you know, full honesty and transparency in what we smoke, what we enjoy. I do have another Churchill that's a budget that I do throw in the humidor to smoke because they're cheap. I haven't had this one yet. So I figured I'd try it. Why the hell not? And by budget, I mean a pack of 20 is like 40 bucks. 45 peak price, I've seen them. So this is something to throw in the mix when you need a palate cleanser. At least that's what the other one does for me, I'm expecting. So we're going to try to be a little budget-friendly today.
Yeah, so this is a it's right in the middle. It's a 3 out of 5 on the profile scale.
Okay.
It's not too dark. It's not too light.
Smells like that, yeah.
It's a Habano wrapper. Origins, the Dominican Republic. The details on it, it says, in Japanese, Ichiban means number one. From Room 101, it means number one in taste. Room 101 is a luxury brand with a strong fan base. Even Guy Fieri and Snoop Dogg have been seen sporting their jewelry. They make fine products for opulent lifestyles, and their cigars are no exception. Now with the introduction of the Ichiban line, it's easier and more affordable to show the world that you have style. The filler is an impressive blend of five-year-old tobacco from three different regions of Nicaragua, resting beneath a seriously attractive Habano wrapper. Seriously attractive.
Sexy, baby.
You'll get notes of cedar, toast, and cream, and compliments from anyone you gift one of these beautiful sticks to go. Grab a bundle for the great value and the Room 101 Ichibar Habano. Just might earn a spot in your regular rotation.
We're about to find out.
I want to know how a cigar is going to taste like toast.
Is there some butter in it? That's what I want to know.
Now, I know in the vape world, if you find some of those toasts, they've got a little butter influence. I don't think butter, so are they referring to toast like, you know, when we toast the end of it, it gets that little crisp? Is that what it's referring to?
Well, like I don't know. Like in a bourbon world, toast means like smoky, or you get kind of that burnt, like a burnt-in right. barbecue. Kind of.
So we could look for that too. Yeah. All right. It does smell good. It smells clean. It smells refreshing. The filler smells good too. It's got a. You can actually. Some budget sticks I've had, I couldn't smell the good difference between the wrapper and the binder. This one, I can actually just smell the two different profiles.
Two different scents with it, yeah, for sure.
That's encouraging. That's a good start.
I need that.
That one is, sure. That's a Vertigo, I can't remember the model, if I remember to post it, I'll show it to you. Out of all the torch lighters I've had, that's been one of the best ones I've had. It's got an angle adjustment, so if you want straight, if you want.
You want that one? Or?
Yeah, I'll let you eat it. Okay. This one's a good, this one I showed on our Christmas episode, I think. I got this.
I think it's running out of fluid, I don't know.
Let's see. This one does burn through flavor. Yeah, it's getting close.
That's why I grabbed the other one.
Yep. That's my fault for not refilling that puppy. But this I've probably had this one for probably 5-6 years now, and it has been the workhorse. It's beat out several others. I don't know, a couple thousand cigars it's been through already. First draws.
I can taste a little bit of the cream.
So, the taste that I just had, this isn't a bad thing, it's just unexpected. The first taste I had reminds me of the smell that I get when you first blow out a candle.
Other than that, I don't really have.
Which might be their reference to a toast-ish type.
I don't really have much of another.
I say, I know you said you smelled, you tasted cream. I kind of taste a little bit of vanilla, but that's probably about the same with the cream.
Might be.
On the sweeter side.
Yeah.
But I do hit the hint of that little bit of toast. It's kind of like a.
It's like a crispiness,
mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's not done to the point that it's charred.
No, yeah, exactly.
Well, first thoughts, digging it so far. We'll see how it pulls as we go down.
I like it. It's good.
I don't know how long, because this has actually got a pretty thick binder. So one of the other cigars that I smoke, my budget, is Iguanas Maduros. They're really cheap to us as well. They burn pretty quick. They're a little bit darker. So I'm curious how fast this one's going to burn, because it feels like it's got a little bit better binder to it. All about showing love to every which way, and I think we've got some thoughts we'll talk about at some point about, you know, stigmas of the world, and won't get on it too much today, but budget's just as good as any other in its appropriate form. So yeah, first thoughts, we got a little bit of cream, got a little bit of toast, so we're starting to taste some things that they say, which is good. That's a good first sign, because we don't always agree with what the reviews say.
I don't know. We had one time, couldn't tell you what it is. Pat may be able to tell us, but literally anything that was on here was not in the cigar.
So you didn't check a single box?
Not one box.
I remember, was that?
I don't know which one it was.
because we liked the cigar.
It but it did not taste what it said it
was. Was that, it might have been the Gurkha's Black Ops. I think. Because we did the Brick House, and we were, I think we agreed with that one pretty well. I like the Black Ops. I know Wu likes Black Ops. I've gotten him before. I've had some Black Ops. But I don't think it... Little air pocket got you, huh?
Yeah, I'm a rook when it comes to this.
It's okay. You should have seen me the first episode.
Hey, you know what?
Come a long way.
You have come a long way. This guy new cigars, but learning some nuances. And by all means, I'm not, you know, top-notch, but you learn from somebody.
When you stop learning, you got to try something new because you know it all.
Facts. If you ever learn it all, that's proof you don't. So, anyway, we'll come back to this as we go along, see if the flavor changes. But initial impressions, it is a budget stick, so it's not like hitting you in the face with amazing high-dollar flavor.
But it's not like a, like...
It's not crap.
It's not crap.
It's not no, like a, like, it's not a trash stick, as you like to say.
Yeah. Well, that or when you think bourbon, it's not like well whiskey or well bourbon, where it's just like, okay, this is on my drink to get drunk. It's not going to taste good. No.
It's like where you have to mix it with something else to get through it. Yeah. No, this is decent.
I don't know if budget stick properly rates this cigar. I would say...
It's budget and price, but...
I would say an everydayer.
Like, I'm EDC gonna, cigar.
Yeah. Come
it's not everyday carry, it's everyday cigar.
Yeah, I'm gonna come home. It's not one I'm gonna get on and show off flash to everybody, but it's one I can come home and enjoy on a, I just need a good cigar.
Absolutely. I'm down for it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have anything bad to say either.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't hit you with flavor, but you know it doesn't have to every time. I mean, it's like we like Fat Bottom Betty's now that we've tried them, but, you know, if you had that super sweet every time, I mean, it's hard to say that because that's a badass cigar. You know, so in theory, I'd like to say that, you know, if you have the same thing punching your face with flavor every time, it'd get a little old, but I don't know if that would or not. That's just pretty good.
No.
You ever had a Fat Bottom Betty?
I have not.
We're going to have to get you some.
We're going to have to.
All right.
So, not to pull away from Ichiban on this episode, but
like I told you, I'm a rook here.
They call them the Sweet Sisters. They're different sizes, but they're all like a sweet. It's like, anyway, we'll introduce you to this.
All right.
You know what? Speaking of that, there's the Sweet Sisters. You still got the other ones that we can pull in episode 2, so such a shame we'll have to smoke them too.
Damn.
So, it is early February. It's not as cold as I thought it would be.
Just wait. It'll change. It's Louisiana.
It'll change. Had some wind earlier setting up, so I don't know. I've got some other backdrop ideas for when we're just kind of chilling. We don't have anything. Hence the curtain that y'all see every once in a while. But we'll see how that goes. But
you know what's great about early February in
what's
Louisiana?
That?
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras!
Heck yeah.
Mardi Gras.
Laissez le bon temps rouler, sir.
Yeah, I still can't pronounce that,
Look,
so.
I'm from North Louisiana. I'm from north of I-10. If anybody watching this is from south of I-10, you can roast me all you want.
But I will say, everybody that doesn't live in Louisiana that watches this podcast, Mardi Gras is actually a very special time in Louisiana. We actually get out of school for it, believe it or not. Mardi Gras break. We get out of school to go stand in the street and catch beads.
See, I grew up in Texas,
isn't that
so
crazy?
I'm a transplant. I didn't know.
It's crazy.
Care anything about
people,
Mardi Gras until I got
here. People outside of Louisiana are like, y'all for real get out of school for that? Like, yes we do. Like,
get out of school to go catch beads that, what, 50 cents a dollar? Maybe.
Maybe. Because they come in bulk, so they're stupid cheap.
You would think these things are laced with diamonds because, look, you put your... My dad taught me when I was young, if there's one on the ground, you put your foot on it. You don't put your hand on it.
You know what I go after now? Not the beads. The cups.
Oh, yeah.
I go after the cups,
look,
man.
That's Louisiana fine china right there.
You can leave a Mardi Gras parade with 100 cups.
They're collectibles.
Look. Storm in the closet.
People are like, oh, you get two of the same one? Yeah.
Yeah,
when I use that one up and I've washed it so many times the decal falls off, guess what? I got another one that looks just like it. I can throw that other one away.
And guess what? About time you've run through all those, guess what happens? Next year's here and you get more cups.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw them out and get new ones.
Look, you ain't... The best time to go to a Mardi Gras parade and get cups is when it's cold outside. You gotta know the technique of get an extra size on the jacket and stuff the cups down the sleeves. Look, I laughed at my mom the first time she did it.
Not a bad idea, sir.
And I looked at it, and it's like, Mom, you go bowed up, Mom. She goes, no, I'm not bowed up. I got cups for next year.
I got 200 cups.
Nice.
She's like, screw the beads. I want the cups.
But, you know, speaking of weather, it's always cold on Mardi Gras.
Yes.
But I saw it's supposed to be like dang near 60 degrees.
So
that's
so
a fluke.
It might be really nice.
Last actually. Year was my first year actually riding on a float because in the last, you know, few years.
It was cold last year, I think.
Bruh.
Yeah, last year was freezing.
Literally freezing rain. Yeah. We actually.
I said, wasn't it around the good old Snowmageddon area? Or am I.
It was.
No,
nah, that was.
That was the year before. They didn't run floats that year because.
Okay.
Because of the weather. So, well, COVID / weather, they both kind of just said screw everybody at the
yeah,
same
we
time.
Can. We can't have more to go.
So, but it works because. Won't get on that subject.
No, we're just going to keep going.
But last year, the float that I'm on, we actually had to make some repairs for our float because a freezing rain caked the top and it actually caved in and started raining on people in the back of the float. So.
Which is interesting.
Hopefully
people
are not doing that this year.
I was actually talking to a buddy at work. People don't realize that everybody thinks that you rebuild floats and build it from the ground up. A buddy was telling me, he's like, yeah, one year was like Vikings of Valhalla, we had a boat that was afloat, and then this one's like Love Boat, so all we did is just primed it and painted it white. Like, you just roll on what you got.
So, what I have learned is every year, they'll structurally rebuild one float in the crew. So, like, you are taking turns. So, if you got 25 floats in your crew, it's a 25-year wait before your float gets rebuilt unless there's some damage.
Yeah.
Pull them out. Strip them down, repaint them, redecorate them.
Excuse me.
Everything's the same.
But that takes some ingenuity to go from one. So, for people who aren't in Louisiana who have not experienced Mardi Gras, you need to experience it.
At least once.
I'm not saying go to New Orleans.
No, I mean.
Don't make New Orleans your first time.
Look,
it's wild. It's Bourbon Street for a reason.
Yes.
And your head gets knocked off by a whole pack of beads at the same time.
Look, New Orleans Mardi Gras is just on a different level.
So, okay? Like, when you go on levels of, like we talk about cigars going light to dark.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras is as dark, in New Orleans is as dark as you can freaking get it.
Facts.
But yeah. I'm going to rep my city here.
Go for it.
Go Shreveport Bossier, SBC, for Mardi Gras. If you're going to begin it out, maybe start it there.
Shreveport actually does have a good
Mardi Gras. They have a good Mardi Gras.
That's actually one of the most family-friendly Mardi Gras in the South.
The one in Monroe. The one in Monroe is not bad. It's just not as big. Shreveport actually has a really...
I don't think I've been to the one in Monroe.
But you've got...
Shreveport's Mardi Gras is actually pretty large.
But you've got options. Like, so for someone like me and Pat... And you.
There's several different ones.
But you also, we work shift work. So we work one weekend on and a weekend off. So if you're working a weekend, oh dang, I can't make this parade, but I can make the other parade. Now, as a college student.
It's like 5-6 weeks long every.
Oh, heck yeah. College student.
This weekend is the parade to go to.
I'm going to argue on that
one. I'm pretty sure this is like the parade every.
Well, we got big three here. So you got three big ones, and each one's a little bit different.
I mean, can we name them on YouTube?
I mean, they're public crews. Go for it.
Okay, so what's your crew to go to, sir?
And the Centaur one this weekend?
I think Centaur is first.
Yeah.
Out of the big ones. You know, we've had a couple of the small ones that they
yeah,
do exactly,
you've had,
but
that don't get me wrong.
Gemini.
No, because
no, Centaur comes
Centaur's first, then there's Gemini, and then Highland?
Yeah,
is that right?
So, yeah.
Those are the big three.
So your big one is Centaur.
Yeah, this one.
Gemini.
You're Gemini, but you're in the crew.
I'm in Gemini.
You're in the crew.
I'm in the Gemini
which
crew.
I can't argue for that one. But as a diehard college student at
Highland, definitely got to be.
I'm Highland. Dude, I caught ramen noodles and freaking moon pies when I was in college. I ate great for a week.
So this is.
And then you can catch hot dogs.
Look.
So Highland expects people to get a little drunk, so they're giving you food off of the float. It's the only one that is allowed to throw food off, so it is a Highland special.
I keep floating away.
I'm about to play.
So look,
you've seen me jerk you around before. I'm going to do it again.
So I went to the one in
Baton. You got three cameras and you're getting off of all three.
I know. I went,
attaboy.
I went to the one in Baton Rouge. It's called Spanish Town. Fun parade. Now this is going to be a little dirty for the audience, but they throw dildos.
Wait, this is in Monroe?
No, this is Baton Rouge.
Oh, shit.
Coming from the guy that bleeped me earlier.
Yeah, I think he needs to be bleeped.
I'm just telling you what they throw, man. I mean, they'll throw beads. They'll throw beads with
now,
the boobies
on them. I have to say, I went with a buddy and a friend. We went down
Spanish
to...
Spanish Town's actually very fun.
We went to New Orleans. I got to experience New Orleans Mardi Gras. Now, when I say experience New Orleans Mardi Gras, I did not go out and fight the parades and the crowd on Bourbon Street.
It's probably a safe maneuver.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what's safe is to just not go to New Orleans.
But
I mean, there's that.
But spent a pretty penny. Went to a ball. Got to go to one
the balls
of,
are fun.
Went to Endymion Ball.
Ooh.
Lo and behold, didn't realize when I signed up. Hey, yeah, you got a free ticket. I'll go. It was all you could eat, all you could drink.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. It was in the Superdome. I was in the club level and watched the floats come through where the Saints play football.
They do it big down there.
Hell yeah. So
yeah, they do theirs.
So if you want to do it big, you can go to New Orleans and do it big. Had to rent a tux. Not going to do that again.
But isn't it crazy? Like
I learned to buy my tux. So I had to suck it up for a second.
I technically owned most of that tux, and I owned all of that tux after I was done. We're not going to go into any further details on that.
Non-returnable afterwards?
Isn't it crazy, though, like, just speaking culturally-wise, like, how different Louisiana is?
Yeah.
Like, you got surrounding states like Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. They don't do stuff like this.
So
Mississippi, Lower Mississippi down near Mobile, they
mimic it, but it's not Louisiana.
No.
You know? And I hate people that live in Louisiana that bash Louisiana. And I'm like, dude, go anywhere else. You're not going to find the culture that you do in Louisiana.
It is a pretty strong melting pot.
It really is.
I hated going to college and seeing people go, you're in Shreveport. You're 20 minutes from the Texas state line, 45 minutes from the Arkansas state line. You're not Louisiana. Screw you.
Now, we're still... I don't care what anybody...
Screw you.
Yeah, we live
My address says Louisiana, and I'm going to rep Louisiana till I die.
And I will say this...
It's not deep Cajun Louisiana.
No,
it's still Louisiana.
And I'll say this because I've been in all parts of Louisiana. Like, the South is way different. Like Charles,
oh, for sure.
Like Charles Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. It's all different. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
The I-10 South is different, for
sure.
It's
the I-10 line.
But North Louisiana, you have just as much culture up here as you do down there.
Heck yeah.
It's just different.
I mean, we don't, now, we're not, but we don't have a thick, I don't have a thick Cajun draw.
No.
You don't have a thick Cajun
Everybody
draw.
Forgets about the middle of the state because, I mean, what's there, honestly?
Alexandria.
Winfield.
I mean, look, if you're watching us and you're down there, I apologize.
I feel sorry
for you. I specifically reference Winfield because I have a friend that I know she watches this and I trash talk Winfield frequently.
So she'll be on your ass, not
Absolutely.
Ours. Okay.
You know who it is. I'll say her name when we're done recording.
Okay. Sounds good.
I don't think he knows.
But
I
yeah,
know you
no,
know.
I do love this time of the year because it's like it. This is like the time that I think Louisiana shines because the whole United States, and I even feel like the world, looks at Louisiana and goes, look at a bunch of idiots catching beads, but dang, they're having fun.
But the thing about it
hold on, pause, because he literally just rolled Louisiana into one sentence. This is your time to shine while everybody thinks you're idiots. Louisiana.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean,
it is what it is.
Look, I think one of the best things I've heard, one, is that when it came to it, when the Acadians came down to Louisiana, they came down from Canada. Now, my godparents, love them to death. My godmother is from Maine, northern Maine.
Okay.
Which is French Acadian.
Right.
Or French Canadian.
French Canadian, yeah, right.
So what they said is when they came and they got kicked out of Canada, they came down to New Orleans and settled. When they settled...
But they do try to get as far away as they could? Or is there a reason?
Hold on.
Don't okay,
rush
my bad, my bad.
Damage.
I don't know this part. I'm asking. My bad.
Gosh.
Texas kid coming out. I'm clueless here. I'm back in school. Go ahead.
Okay. So, but when they came down, they brought the lobster from Maine with them. The lobster dwindled down in size because it was a long trip. What do we get?
Crawfish.
Hell yeah.
And that's the other beautiful
the
part
start
of this time of the year.
Of freaking Mardi Gras
Man.
Is the start of crawfish season,
yes,
baby. Let's go.
That's the
go.
Other beautiful part about Mardi Gras this time of the year is crawfish is back. Now, it's $10 a pound right now.
I ain't paying that.
I'm not paying it. Look, now, if someone's got a crawfish boil, I'm coming to it. But
look, if you go to a crawfish boil expecting to just eat and not talk, be there for like 30 minutes and get your fill,
yeah, no.
You're doing it wrong.
You don't know.
You gotta, it's a social event.
It's
you
an all-day event.
Hell yeah. You got to drink a little bit. You got to eat a little bit. You got to drink a little bit. Then you got to eat a little yeah, bit. That's I how mean, it works.
You eat 3, 4, 5 pounds at a time, and then you come back and you eat another 3, 4, 5 pounds.
Look, the only reason the crawfish companies give you the potato and corn is so they don't have to give you as much crawfish.
See, I actually like if it's seasoned like right. Crawfish? I like. So I. Let me finish this.
The fact that he didn't say yes right away just goes.
Because I clarify.
The hotter, the better.
So look, if your lips ain't tingling, you ain't doing it right.
Now, here's the thing. So, I'm the oddball. Full disclosure, I'm from Texas. I didn't know a crawfish was edible until I was older, okay? So, I actually, it's not a thing, or there's not enough over there. So, like, you can find them every once in a while. And we would go, you know, what they called it, you know, would go, you know, crawdad. And that's because they would say crawdad instead of crawfish because they weren't necessarily good enough to be edible. They were the little, like, mundane, little, nasty little guys. They even the guys were there that, like, I didn't really know they were edible.
The ones you catch to go catfishing with?
Yeah, pretty much. So, now that I've been over here, I actually enjoy the taste of crawfish, but not growing up learning the social cues behind it, I get bored with the like peeling and everything because I didn't grow up with it.
But I think that goes
like I wasn't prepared. I absolutely love the taste.
I think that goes back to the whole cultural thing is that.
And I get roasted for that every year.
A crawfish boil isn't just show up and eat crawfish. It's no, you're gonna show up in the afternoon. Crawfish be ready in a couple hours. You're here to hang out, socialize, drink some drinks.
And then you get in there and you get to it. My uncle's bringing this drink. Yeah. My uncle's bringing that. Yeah.
It's a team effort.
And then grandma's bringing or mama's bringing this ramelade. And it's like, and it's not, you got one ramelade and you're using it. And for people who are not in Louisiana, please look up ramelade. It is amazing. But mama's bringing up this ramelade. Grandma's bringing up that one. And it's deciding who's the best. And if you're the grandson, you're screwed. Don't answer the question. Plead the fifth.
So that's the camera. It just went off. That's the camera when we did our Christmas one, and it was, like, really freaking cold, and it started screwing up. Mm. I think that Winter got that camera. Because it started, like, doing some weird line things. I had to edit it out. I think it actually killed the camera.
So are you going to try the camera in the summertime when it's heated 100 degrees before, and 50% humidity, and we're sitting here sweating like crazy.
Before I get rid of the camera, I'm going to test it because it's a little chilly today, so we may have just toasted the battery of the circuit. I don't know. So we got these going. Whatever.
The funny thing is we have...
That was just the one focused on you.
Oh, I'm not important. It's okay.
we got you over here. We're fine.
That's all that matters. But when it comes to parades, you've got a parade every weekend, so you can go one weekend, and people who live in Louisiana,
this is a dangerous time for
absolutely know this. You can go one weekend and you're in all your hunting clothes. Everybody there is dressed in camo. You're in camo bibs, camo jacket, camo boots, a camo hat, camo face guard, trying to stay the hell warm and catch these beads that when they hit something cold, it hurts.
It hurts.
But then the next day, you're out the next weekend, you're out there in jeans and t-shirt. Welcome to Louisiana.
This is a dangerous time for people in Louisiana because you got Mardi Gras season, you got crawfish balls, and
Super Bowl.
this weekend.
At the same time.
Yeah, this weekend's going to be crazy, honestly.
I am glad I am off work for this weekend.
Legit, man.
I have a 6-month-old at the house, and I am gladly going to
get a babysitter.
Hell no.
You're gonna stay inside and hide, except for the parades. Are you still going to the parades?
I might go to
if I get a chance.
The wife works weekend, so it's a little
difficult.
But if I get a chance, I'm gonna try to go to Highland. I gotta rep my parade. Look, free lunch, can't complain about it.
That's true.
But other than that,
great, lovely news stations here in town put the parades on.
They TV, do. They do.
And I can sit there. I can throw beads at my own child and make him cry. I can console him with a bottle of milk. And I can cook something I like to eat.
So these lovely news stations last year, it's probably a good thing that our parade went when it was freezing rain because everybody had their umbrellas out because one part of the parade, news anchors out there talking about it. Our float just happens to come through right at the time. One of the guys on the top deck pelted this lady. And the only thing that buffered it is at the last second you see her umbrella come down, but it still goes through and hits
her. I swear the people on the float, it is their goal to hit somebody in the face with some beads.
Look, I remember, they train them at a young age. I remember as a young kid sitting there, and there's this girl, like, because you get the big floats that are like Crew of Centaur, Crew of Gemini, that are, they deck out, they go the nines.
Oh, yeah.
But then you get, like, the, hey, I'm going to support the cheerleaders, which is great. Like, support the cheerleaders, support the baseball team, support this and that.
Right.
Great, do it. But they're on a freaking trailer that I would haul my side-by-side on.
Right.
But they're not throwing beads, because, don't get me wrong, beads are more than you expect. But they're throwing freaking candy. And that candy's cold, and it's solid, and it hurts. And I don't know what it is about people who have candy, but they aim for the face.
A Hershey's Kiss becomes a Hershey's Kiss of Death.
Yes, pretty much.
Actually, wait, you know, you're talking about the reference between, you know, your level of cigars, level of Mardi Gras. Even up here, people still throwing the beads hard. Have either one of y'all ever been to, similar to New Orleans, have you ever been to a Mardi Gras parade down in Houma area?
So you're saying Houma, not south of New Orleans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I have not.
So that might be even more brutal than New Orleans and how aggressively, because they actually keep quotas of how many people that they hit.
Wait, so are you saying...
And the first time I went, I did not get this warning, and I was expecting the heavy throws and the fast, and it was like trying to catch, you know, a baseball from an MLB pitcher with no glove. And I got pelted in the face, and they're all laughing at me like, what? They're like, yeah, we forgot to tell you.
So wait. So are you telling me the further you get away from any other state? So we're saying Houma, if you look at a map, is down. It's not near Mississippi.
Nope.
It's not near Texas.
Nope.
It sure is not near Arkansas.
It is down in the South Louisiana, almost in the Gulf Swamp-ass lands of technically Louisiana.
You better be ready because you're going to get your ass pelted.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I learned this.
So, bring your face shield, bring your catcher's mitt, hang on.
So, I wanted to look this up just to make sure, because we were talking about Mardi Gras and other places, but yep. I had heard Mamou, Louisiana.
Look, you know that, you live in Louisiana where there's a city named Mamou.
Yeah. So, Mamou, they don't throw beads. They collect food. And, like, they have, like, chickens running around and everything. Like, it is a different Mardi Gras down there.
But that's the thing is,
oh, you
around,
just remind me of something too.
That's cool because that's, in my eyes, as somebody, there's chickens running around. If you collect food, you've got things for like soup kitchens and stuff like that. You're giving back to, you're having fun, but you're giving back
I
to
mean,
your
like,
community.
I hope you can go pull up like an image and throw it on there for them, but like this is what they wear.
You know what?
There.
Save that. Send it to me. I'll
like
put it on the
that,
video.
That's what
we're going to show you right now what they look
that,
like.
That this is what
crazy
Mamou, Louisiana Mardi Gras is. Like, it is unlike any Mardi Gras.
I'll show the people.
And it's cool to think, like, as someone even from North Louisiana, knowing what they do in Mamou and someone in South Louisiana.
Mamou.
You had too much fun with that. But
Mamou. It's like, you remember like, the totally squirrel brain here. You ever remember Shamu?
Okay, Texas boy, coming in and trying to bring something in Louisiana.
I don't know why I thought about that.
But
Mamou
Dylan,
the Shamu. Sorry, go
like,
ahead.
Even with Christmas around here, everybody has Christmas tree and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you look at it down south, you do light the levee for Papa Noel. And you do, they take huge bonfires and they light huge bonfires down the levee to lead Papa Noel to the city. And it's...
I have not experienced that.
That's just what I love about Louisiana, though, is that we have culture here unlike any other state. Like, part of my family's from New York, and when we go up there and visit family in New York, I can't stand it. People are assholes, okay? Nobody says yes, sir, no, ma'am, no, sir, yes, ma'am. No, nobody.
You get cussed out if you open the door for somebody.
Nobody holds open doors. They think it's disrespectful when you call somebody sir or ma'am, actually.
Yeah, I've been up there a few times and learned that.
Everybody is just to themselves. They're selfish. They're bland. They're boring people up there. And I'm sorry if you live up north, but it's true because you probably agree with me. But down here, everybody, like, it doesn't matter where you come from. Like, you're going to be welcome somewhere.
That's the great thing about Mardi Gras is you can stand on the...
You
have the people on the float who are standing next to people, but you also have people on the street
that are walking,
standing next to people, so, catching beads. I can be making buku money, own my own business, making multi-million dollars.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Next to Mr. Mechanic or Mr. Garbage Man. And look, I'm shooting the shit with you and having a great damn time.
And that's the crazy thing about Mardi Gras is that, like, so they open up the street. I think it's either 6 or 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reserve... Well, I think there's certain areas you can buy and reserve a spot, but for the most part, just like the general public...
First come, first
I think first it's first come, first... Dude, the amount of people at 7 o'clock in the morning trying to get a spot, it is absolutely ridiculous.
If you think...
And going back to, yeah, you could be next to the richest person in Shreveport, and I'm just some Joe Blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we're going to party all night long.
We're
going
to party all day long because that's just how it is here. It's the same thing with football games. You ever go to an LSU game? Anything like that.
Which
like,
is which like the is longest funny tailgate is,
ever. Dude, it's crazy. The
people in Texas and Mississippi, I'm not knocking on y'all. Y'all do great tailgates. But the fact that y'all do tailgates for football season's over by the time, except Super Bowl. But... You have the fact that I don't have a team playing. You don't have a team playing. Guess
we're
what? Welcome to LSU and welcome to football, and we're going to tailgate and catch 50-cent beads. What do we do with them after we're done?
Throw them in a trash bag.
Throw them in a trash bag or hang them up in the house and so give them to somebody who doesn't have them. And screw it.
He made me think about this when he's talking about like what the South does differently. I don't know what if all of them do down there, because most of the people up here, you keep the beads and do what you want with them. Homa, you know, somebody getting pelted in the face. Mm-hmm. They get so many beads, because they're not like throwing a bead here. They're like wadding them up to throw them like baseball beads.
Mm-hmm.
So you're inundated with more beads than you could ever care or want. So at the end of the parade, there is a recycle float that comes by
mm-hmm.
with these big bins. And it is it's the one time, because you know it's technically against most ordinances.
You can throw them back.
Once that recycle float hits, you can throw them back. And now it's everybody's challenge to try to like hit them into these big bins.
I will say I like catching the beads.
And you still get way too many beads.
I like catching the beads with the actual medallions on it.
That's the thing.
The custom ones.
They're
called the Follies. They're Follies, yeah.
But
if you catch, I don't know if they still throw them. Because once again, I haven't been to a parade in a while. But they throw medallions. Mm-hmm. The thing was is... You get the
We do some. You get
the medallions. Mm-hmm. The medallions are cool. They say the year. They say the theme of the parade and stuff like that.
They've gotten a little bit away from it because they're a nightmare for the city to clean after. So they'll still throw them, but it's not as much.
You can go YouTube the city.
New Orleans might still.
Excuse me.
They're a nightmare to clean anyway, so they might still do it.
You can go YouTube the city of New Orleans, pulling out the beads out of the. Drains on Bourbon Street. Look, it actually the drains work better.
I will say the mess to clean up after a Mardi Gras.
I mean that's sure
is crazy.
Gives you a reason to clean them.
When you drive down on Monday morning going to work and you have to drive past the metal barricades that the police put up just so people don't run into the daggum float in between the trucks.
Yeah.
They're only going 2-3 miles an hour.
Something like that.
But there's alcohol involved in small children and they don't know better.
That last part. All right, sidebar.
Great time to do that.
Halfway through. Still liking the cigars?
That's fine.
For what it is.
Yeah.
For what it is, I mean.
It's not like a CAO or a freaking, you know, Padron or anything like that. But
it's good.
It's not going to hit you in the face, but it's a nice cigar that you can just kind of chill to.
Yeah,
and us Louisianians.
And I don't feel like it's gonna overburden you. So like, if you are in the mood to smoke several, it's not. You know, if you get a real strong cigar, you got to take a break. I don't care how good of a cigar smoker you are. I love my cigars, but if I get a real stout one, you need a little break. This one, you can just kind of roll through.
But the thing is like Donna Bravo said, it doesn't matter who you are. You go out all day. If you want to smoke, like you said, they're not very expensive.
No.
You want to smoke a cigar all daggum day? I'm picking this up or something like it because...
And for me, a good cigar smoker, that is concerned about the flavor. So your cost equals time equals value equals money. So if I have a, you know, a $30 stick, which I don't do often, and I know you can go to hundreds of dollars, but for me, about $30 max is a splurge for me, and I don't do that very often, and there's like three specific ones I'm going to do. Most of the time, I'm more, you know, $8 to $10 range, and I'm set.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got one of those, I am smoking every bit of that nub I can get down to. I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Yep.
But
yep.
You have one like this, you know, let's say you're going about your day, you're working, if it's appropriate to smoke where you work, or you're just doing yard work, you're just hanging out at the house, and you know, you're down here to the band or whatever, and you're like, shit, I gotta run, and you set it and let it die with this dignity and go about your day, I don't feel as bad.
It's like you're not losing now.
Because so, I'm not losing, you know, so I'm not losing any of your value.
What you're telling me is, when I go to my Highland Parade, and my hot dog comes out, I get down to my band, I can set it down and go catch my hot dog.
100%.
Guess what? I got another one coming.
100%.
Now, old Johnny Bravo over here, I got a bone to pick with you, sir.
What?
We talked Super Bowl now.
Yeah? Yeah?
I need to back out of this.
I was going
to
bring that up. Who
you going for here, sir?
So,
I'm going with the Chiefs, man.
Now, I can make myself look like a damn fool on here.
And my buddy is going with the Eagles, and we actually have a little bet going on. He thinks the Eagles are going to win.
Now,
I'm happy either way, because either way, a Texas boy wins a quarterback, so I'm good.
Whoa, a Texas boy. How you going there?
Both quarterbacks are from Texas, from East Texas.
Okay, from East Texas. Okay.
I'm an East Texas kid.
Now, being an LSU fan... It hurts me a little bit, but because he finished his year at OU, I'm okay with it.
You're going to go with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles?
Jalen Hurts. I'm also a Saints fan. We've got to go NFC.
Okay.
Fly, Eagles, fly. I may not have done that right, but fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
I think the Eagles are good. Jalen Hurts is incredible.
See, I think you said it. I think Eagles are...
They're good. Good. Jalen Hurts is incredible. But...
Yeah.
Count out Patrick Mahomes, man.
Look,
dude is a savage. He is athletic. He is a playmaker.
That dude does stuff I've never seen before.
You never know what he's going
to
do.
The reason as a Saints fan, diehard to the bone, you people who live in Shreveport that are Dallas fans, love you to death, but go Saints, go. The New Orleans Saints, love you to death, but you had the opportunity back in the day to draft Pat Mahomes. A little butthurt about that.
Yep.
So we're going to go fly, Eagles fly, but I hope Pat Mahomes has a good day.
What do you think?
Ooh, I don't even know where to go on this. That's a tough
one. So once again, I'm going to make New Orleans reference because I'm that kind of guy. Eagles have Sauce Gardner. Have Sauce. I think he can be a game changer. He's going to have – I think he's going to get him one. He's going to get him an interception. But I still think Patty Ice keeps it close. I still think it's probably like a 34-37 shootout.
You think
34-37? Way to go, Texas Tech shootout. Okay. And I think Eagles –
You think it's going
to
be a high-scoring game?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
I think
it's
going to
be a middle-scoring game. I was going to go 27-24 Chiefs.
I think it depends on how – because both quarterbacks have had – a mild injury that's limited to their running ability. And I think it's going to come down to how much and how well the two of them use their legs on top of everything else.
Like I said, it's hard to choose a team because if you go my quarterbacks with mild leg injury with mild injuries, then you're talking, okay, they're gonna have to rely on the running game a little bit. Go look at Kansas City. Who's going to be their starter running back? Last time I checked, it's going to be some Clyde Edwards-Helaire, LSU grad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tigers 2019. But.
So, you know what's another cool stat about this Super Bowl? And it's been everybody's talking about it's the first time that you got two black quarterbacks in the same Super Bowl. You've had black quarterbacks there. This is the first time it's, you know, both of them. But what is also the first time is the first time you've got two brothers facing off against each other. You got the Kelce brothers.
That's pretty cool, too.
So, like, this Super Bowl in itself is just. You know, there's always some historical cool factor, but that's
you
pretty
think,
cool.
What, 37-34, you said?
Yeah, I think it's going to be
I said 27-24 Chiefs. What do you think?
I was thinking, see, initially I was going to go in the 30s, but I think you're going to have a little bit of drawback because of the mild injury. So I'm thinking you're here. I don't know who to pick over, but I'm thinking like the 24-27 range.
Have you seen the odds? Like, it,
I know that's crappy of me to not predict which one's who, but like, I don't know what to do.
Last time I checked ESPN's app, it literally had 50-50 on there. It might change now.
I'm going to need you to pull it up, Johnny Bravo, and see where it's at. Because
okay. Not 50-50, you're talking about score or like?
Score, yeah.
And I think it's going to be pretty close because I think Pat Mahomes are expecting to get a little healthy.
Yeah.
Because he's got some time off, I think.
And you've had Pro Bowl weeks. You've had a little bit extra recovery time.
I don't think did Hurts or Mahomes play in Pro Bowl week? I don't think they did.
No.
Did
they? I'm gonna be because Super Bowl teams don't actually actively play in the Pro Bowl, even when it was.
It's literally still matchup predictor 50-50.
Jesus.
But the
did you even watch the Pro Bowl this year?
I was at work, bruh. I was at work.
Okay. It was a flag football
the
game.
The spread, the I'm Eagles sure are under 1.5. And they have the spread and the money line.
Interesting.
And the over under is 50.5.
But that tells you that
it's gonna be a close
you
game.
You got two good teams.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be a close game.
They're saying the spread is gonna be within a point and a half.
I was hoping to see my boy.
That's true, that's gonna be
close. So you're looking at a 27-24, 21-24 games.
And so if they are unable to do their high scoring fast speed offense, you're still gonna have
it's gonna be a good game.
I mean, look at it. The points per game team stats: Kansas City 29, Philadelphia 28.
Bro,
I may be wrong with my 30.
I don't know if it's gonna be a 30-point game, but I mean,
it could easily be a 20-point game. But either way, it's not gonna be the 20-point game where.
Hold up, and let me talk about this real quick, okay? Because I just saw capacity of Arizona Stadium 65,000 people, right? I saw the average ticket price was like $4,300.
Damn.
The only stat that I saw number wise, row 17, 50-yard line, $26,000.
I'm just thinking to myself, who is able, besides rich people, obviously, who is able to go to those games?
How do you afford those tickets? They're not giving discounts to Eagles season ticket holders or
tickets? And that stadium is going to be packed. How do they afford those tickets?
Look, that's where they're refinancing the house. Sorry, I have low interest rate. I'm going to 7 and screw it. I'm going to go watch my team win.
13th reverse mortgage. Wow. Reverse.
Just think about mortgage. It this way: 65,000 people there. Average ticket of $4,300. It's $279.5 million.
And you haven't talked about the first beer being bought.
No,
you hadn't talked about the first hot dog being
what's
bought.
What's a beer? $15 probably. Hot dogs $8.
$10 to $15.
Yeah,
easy.
I mean, dude, they're gonna make half a
NFL.
They're gonna make half a $1 billion.
Look, now I have to tell you, you live in the South, like South Louisiana. That beer price might come down. You still gonna make that same amount of money because you
drink more.
You got some coon ass drinking the hell out of it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So this will be fun to see what happens.
I think it's gonna be a good game.
Which is
it's gonna be a fun weekend in total.
Yeah,
you got Mardi Gras, you got Super Bowl, you got crawfish.
You wanna know something interesting? I actually had a family member who was in the Super Bowl.
Oh, interesting.
Now, I can't claim to fame that he played in the Super Bowl. I can't claim to fame that he was on a Super Bowl team.
But
when it came back to it, first Super Bowl that had moving stages in and out and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was in the halftime show for it. And he actually
still cool, though.
Juggled in the halftime and did all the things. Like, I would now, how many people would kill to say, I stepped out on the 50-yard line to help flip a daggum coin?
I'd do that. So, I got lucky. Nothing as cool as Super Bowl. So, I grew up in Texas. Grew up, just like everybody here grows up a Saints fan. I grew up as a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
But when I grew up, we were also talking like Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman. Like, it's hard to dispute that.
You're that old?
Shut up. I was young, but I remember.
Look, you got to give Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman their dues.
But by the time I actually, you know, was in my 20s and stuff like that, it kind of getting shaky.
You have to dust off that bottle there, sir?
So, When I was stationed, you know, in San Diego, three separate occasions, I got voluntold to be in, like, pregame ceremonies because we were right there. They would always grab us to do flag ceremonies. Mm-hmm. So, well, I ended up becoming a Chargers fan because, I mean, that stadium was, before we went to LA, that stadium was just a party stadium. But it's the coolest thing. And I did it for one playoff game. The other two were just regular games. It meant nothing. And that alone was cool to just walk out there, wave a little flag, and then go in the stands and did nothing else. I can't imagine that feeling on the Super Bowl. And I wouldn't care what I was doing just to get on the field.
Heck yeah.
Much less actually be included in what he did.
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing is if you look at the Super Bowl, I'm a Saints fan. Can I call you a Cowboys fan?
No.
Okay, what are we at here?
I'm definitely a Chargers fan.
Chargers fan?
Definitely a Chargers fan.
Johnny Bravo, what are we going here?
I'm more of a player fan.
Okay, okay.
Well, I'm pissed off that we gave up the clutch against Jacksonville when we had the game.
Okay, so
I'm not going to talk
so
about
So you go
it.
Player fan, a team, two teams that aren't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But it still brings people around the table to be with family, to be with friends, and watch just good
like,
game.
It doesn't matter what team you're going
no.
for.
No.
It's just the fact that
it's a
Super football.
Bowl. It's the best game of the year out of all of our sports.
Yeah, everybody
no
in America.
No digs of hockey or baseball, but
everybody in America is going to be watching this game.
And then on top of it, Who can knack the Super Bowl commercials? Come on now.
That too.
I can remember Super Bowl commercials when I was a kid.
And the halftime show.
Yeah.
Rihanna's playing.
We'll see what happens.
You know who's been one of my favorite halftime shows?
Don't say Janet Jackson.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars was good.
He put, no, dude.
If you know that, if you know where
I know where you're going. He might be a little too young for that.
But go watch.
Malfunction?
Bruno Mars put on an incredible.
If you want to know why live stream is now 8 to 10 seconds behind, ask Janet Jackson.
Yes, exactly.
That changed everything. But no, Bruno Mars, and I like his music. I don't like what he says and sort of stuff, but the show itself.
He put on an
incredible
show.
Now, I have to say, like, to put on a Super Bowl halftime show, it takes a lot.
You know, they don't get paid for it either.
They don't?
No.
Dang.
They pretty much, I guess, volunteer themselves.
But being a good
they're gonna get money off the royalties and the ads and all that stuff. So
but
I mean, it's worth it.
Being a good,
but they don't get paid to do the Super Bowl.
Right. Being a good country boy, I'd like to see someone. I don't know about y'all. I'd like to see like a Luke Combs. Could you imagine a Luke Combs?
You know what?
Super Bowl.
I would love to see a Morgan Wallen.
that might cause some issues, but still, I mean, even Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Florida Georgia Line, who's crossed that
kind of a hybrid,
well,
hybrid
not,
country
not together anymore.
Look, if you came up to Florida Georgia Line and said, "Look, you be Florida Georgia Line for 1 year to come, or for one time to come,
they
be play
a
Super Bowl,"
I
bet they would.
I don't think they would.
Well, we have talked our way through this show.
Damn, that was
pretty
quick.
Strong, man. But see, this is what happens when you have a fun time. We went from Budget 6 to Mardi Gras to Super Bowl pretty efficiently. Well,
yeah,
since we're talking
though,
budget, you got to save money on sticks so you can afford your Mardi Gras and Super Bowl fix. So, you know what? There's a reason.
Look, you got to be able to roast that or smoke that piece of meat for the Super Bowl. And pretty much what happens on Super Bowl is it's the leftovers from Mardi Gras around here. And you turn it into something else. You have crawfish on Mardi Gras, you turn it into crawfish etouffee.
I was about to say.
So then,
you know,
you got to have your budget.
Yes.
You got to have your budget cigar that covers both.
But I say, if y'all, on the cigar note of the show, if you're somebody just getting into this and you want a place to start and you don't want to worry about flavors, this is a good place to start. It's, I'm thoroughly surprised for what it is, especially for the price point, because you're probably averaging, if you get a pack of them and not individual sticks, probably like $2 a stick or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I mean, maybe $3. I'm not upset about that.
Nah.
You know,
not
so
at all.
It's
a good time. Budget 6, Mardi Gras and Super Bowl.
So I'm down for it. We're
way to live in Louisiana. Yeah. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
So still not gonna try to pronounce it.
Look, like I said, I may be wrong for pronouncing it.
You know, the part that I can pronounce is bon temps.
Bon temps?
That's all I got.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Leave it at that. So
that's English for let the good times roll, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
So appreciate y'all for hanging out. We're going to, unfortunately, have to kill these cameras and What are we still going to do?
We'll let the good times roll.
There we go.
We'll still be here.
We'll still be here. So, as always, thank you for your time. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Come back for some
like,
more.
Like, subscribe, comment.
We'll work on that Facebook
share.
Page.
Facebook page in the works. It's coming up.
Till next time, y'all stay safe, fam.
Peace out.
Peace out.
That was a good shot.
That was a good one.